BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is off, but calls in to play bangers. Also, we catch up with Judge Rinder. He faced the dance-off at the weekend on Strictly. We'll see how he's doing. Another uni student going to see Phil Mitchell live in a club. And I can't resist the urge any longer and decide to start Christmas on Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
I want to say thank you to the lovely people of Lincoln I met on Friday night. Really good night at home. Little trip to Birmingham on Saturday. Christmas markets are on. I love Birmingham for a little night out. So we will get Chris on for bangers at 2:40, even though he is off today. He's made a weekend of it, whatever that means. So bangers still happening. We'll get Chris on the line. I'm actually really pleased with my choices this week. I hope you will be too. Judge Rinder was in the dance-off on Strictly at the weekend. His little face, but he survived to dance another week. And in the end, it was Balls Out. Ed Balls and Honey G in one weekend. Too much to cope with, right? We'll get an update from probably tired, emotional and sensitive Judge Rinder at about 1:40. And then Greg is playing Real or No Real with me at 3:40. Just heard it on Newsbeat and I'm obsessed with this story. Can we please talk about the Christmas tree at Cardiff Castle for just a second? Meant to be 40 metres tall, actually 40 feet tall. It looks very small up against the castle. And looks entirely like it's made from the chocolate that rhymes with Ferrero Rocher. You know that sometimes when you buy online from China, this does happen. We've all done it, and when it arrives, it's a lot smaller than you thought it was going to be, but not a tree of that size. If anyone's seen it and been up close to it, can you text me, please, 81199?
The Scott Mills Daily.
You are the devil, Twin Atlantic on BBC Radio 1. Sam McTrusty came in to play Inyo and a Bingo from the band last week. It was brilliant.
Now we're going over to Jamie Oliver's 15-minute meals.
By the sounds of what Jamie's doing, it's a good job he's not called the Naked Chef anymore.
Just very simply, use a knife to take the corn off. And you know, it should just literally go down like that. And if it doesn't, that's because you're going too deep. So you don't want to go in too deep. You want to just sort of keep it sort of just shallow near the tip of your chopper.
Multiple spurting there from Sam. See, he loves this game.
I love how much it brings you joy.
He's such a good sport. You can see it on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. Joining us for Inyo and a Bingo tomorrow, Radio 1's very own Greg James. One of my favourite people to play Inyo and a Bingo with. Greg's on tomorrow at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So this Cardiff Castle tree, someone at Cardiff Council has done a massive typo, I think, about this Christmas tree. Hello, John.
Hi, Scott. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. Have you seen the Cardiff Castle tree?
Yeah, I was there over the weekend and it does look like a massive plate of Ferrero Rocher.
It does, doesn't it? It's like
it really does.
It's like the ambassador served you a big tray. Oh. So, when you saw it, what was your first... Keep it clean. What was your first thought?
Well, I thought it was quite nice. I didn't realise it was like the main tree of Cardiff. Sorry for them.
That's the capital city's main tree, yeah. That one there, John.
There is like four baby reindeers made out of twinkle lights as well, but they look massive compared to the tree because obviously the tree is so tiny, so it does look like an ornament for a tree rather than an actual tree.
It's an easy mistake to make. We've all ordered stuff online. It looks massive. You get it. It's teeny weeny. Done it a lot.
So tiny.
Also, this is a good text, just to put it in context, right? Someone really has messed up here, and I feel that their head may roll. Right, they're expecting a 40-metre tree, right?
Yeah.
It's 40 feet.
It's tiny.
Right.
40 metres, that's like, oh my God, it should be much bigger than a castle. It's like halfway up the wall of the castle.
Well, let me put that into context for you. So the Statue of Christ in Rio de Janeiro is 39.6 metres tall, including the pedestal. The Statue of Liberty in New York is 45 metres tall. You're not getting a 40-meter Christmas tree.
No way.
It's not going to be. It's not going to be just shorter than the Statue of Liberty. It's not going
to
happen.
No, they'll have to be next to the Cardiff Castle. That's insane.
Yeah. Also, I think they've now got, they're stuck with this tree for 3 years.
Oh my God. I know. Crazy.
The Scott Mills Daily. Right, we've just done some maths here. I haven't because I'm rubbish at it. But apparently, if the Cardiff Castle Christmas tree was 40 metres, I'm 1.78 metres tall. So the Cardiff Castle tree would have been 22 of me all stacked on top of each other. Thanks, resident maths expert. Right, so later in the week on the show, we've got Greg James tomorrow on In Your Bingo. And then on Thursday at 1.45, we've got Sigma. Now, are we getting both of them or are we just getting one of them? Because I know that, and this is great, like Double Bubble and all that, I know that Sigma do DJ gigs sometimes separately. So like, there can be two Sigmas out on one night, earning twice the cash. Let me just see, is it both of them? Just the one? Right, so why is it still called Sigma if it's just one of them? It's a bit like the time when I booked LMFAO to come on the show and got the other one that's not Red Foo. Don't say you're LMFAO, just say it's Bob from LMFAO. So which one is it, Cam? Cam. So just Cam from Sigma will be playing In Your Honor Bingo on Thursday at 1.45. Also, Thursday is the 1st of December. The massive Christmas tree, I've just noticed, is outside the BBC, the big BBC building in London. Can I start Christmas today or do I wait till Thursday? The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills, what a weekend on Strictly Come Dancing. We are down to five couples. You have to say couples like Tess Daly says it. Couples. Danny Mac, Judge Rinder, Louise Redknapp, Ore Aduba, and Claudia Fragapanini. We're so proud of him. We've been supporting him all the way. And he's through to week 11 after being in the dance-off. It's fair to say, the judge won't budge. It's Judge Robert Rinder. Hello.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Oh, have you had a hard weekend?
Not especially, actually. I rather enjoyed being, you know, in the dance-off.
Did you?
I didn't like it. I don't go back, but there is a good chance, let's face it. Yeah, I didn't like it, actually. I can feel the nation groaning. But I really believed in that dance.
Yeah. you didn't look very pleased with yourself afterwards.
Oh, I really was. No. On the contrary, after the one that we did in the dance, which was better than the one we did in the actual show, I really was happy, actually.
Oh, okay, good. So you're feeling pretty upbeat?
Yeah, kind of. You know, got this far. I've had a really good time. I'd like to go further, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, I keep saying I don't want to get conscripted into saying I'm working really hard, but the reality is, you know, frankly, I do have a full-time job, which I love, and it is really challenging. You know, I finish at 9 p.m, start at 7 a.m, so we really only start rehearsing, apart from on Mondays, at 10 p.m. We'll finish. The other week I was at 1 p.m, I was, excuse me, 1 a.m, I was at a McDonald's having dinner.
Who with?
I just sort of meet some sort of random that I just happened to pick up and said, would you like a fillet of fish?
But I thought that you were spending all the time with your dance partner, Oksana.
Well, because I work during the night, so I only meet her really in the evening, and so we meet usually at about 9 p.m, and then we find whatever hours we can do.
Wow, so, I'm doubting that McDonald's is on the menu for her.
And not especially. No, I can't. No. Apparently, where she said that it's a 5-star restaurant. That's what she said. It's not true. No, but it's charming. I mean, I've been introduced to fast food that I frankly never imagined I'd partake in.
You've never had it before, really, have you?
I've had a McDonald's, but it's the various species of fried chicken that are new to me.
Oh, yeah, you've never had a YFC before?
Well, there's that one, there's the cottage, there's, you know, all sorts of Maryland, there's all sorts of parts of fried America that I visited during this experience.
I'm really enjoying the fact that you've never tried it until Strictly, but because you're dancing all the time, those pounds are still falling off.
We're not falling off, I've kind of plateaued, but it is amazing. You can eat whatever you want. Do you remember that?
Yes, for a short time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I just ate through it and drank. So what's next week then?
I'm not sure I'm supposed to say, but it's more upbeat than the rumba.
Okay.
Which people didn't like, really, but I did you like it?
I actually really enjoyed it. I'm just super proud of you getting this far.
Oh, you're so lovely. Yeah, no, I'm kind of proud of myself, actually.
You should be. It's incredible what you're pulling off.
The bottom line is people know we're not professional dancers. I've never danced professionally. I'm learning as best as I can every week, trying to find time and really enjoying it. You know, starting from a base of zero has been pretty challenging.
It's got to that point now on Strictly as well, which I never got to, where they're being very, very picky. And also, they're praising you or sometimes really being miserable about some dance moves you've never heard of and didn't even know existed.
I know. With my sort of Volta catcher, I feel like I've died and woken up in an inexpensive spaghetti. Oh, your poor de bras. Spaghetti bolognese is not very good.
Yeah.
I was like, please, you don't even know what that is. What are you talking about?
I know. It's like there was a slight slip in the carbonara on the corner.
I know.
The double Volta, though, was fantastic. And the forward basted turkey roll was my favourite. What are you talking about? That's not even a... Is that a dance?
I don't know. It's the same with this week. I feel like I'm ordering a fifth-rate meal with half an ounce of the movers that I'm doing.
Well, I hope you're working on your triple Voltas or whatever it's called.
My Volta roll. Yeah, that and various egg rolls that I'm doing. This is my sort of five-minute break, and I feel like I'm on the phone to a friend outside. The teacher's coming to get me. I'm going to be in detention.
Oh, no.
You're my naughty pleasure.
I am, indeed, yes. That's what I'd like to be thought of as. Are you just with her, or are you with a lot of the professional dancers?
Well, I can't say, but it's not just her in the rehearsal room at the moment, but it's musical week, so they do, you know, bells, whistles and jazz hands, don't they?
Yeah, and there'll be some kind of group dance, I'm imagining.
Yeah. I never sort of thought that I'd be depressed about that announcement that I was going to partake in the group thing, but there you are.
Yeah, okay, well, I better let you get back to it, because because dancers get angry.
Well, she hasn't eaten since 1983.
I know.
You can't expect her to be happy.
No, she's not. Yeah. And like, if they don't have coffee, then they go mad. And also, if you're late, they also go mad. So it's been great being your naughty pleasure. But get back inside and good luck for week 11.
If I go out, can I come and visit you?
Yes, 100%. That make it one of the first things you do.
Okay, if I go out, what I really want to do is do my favourite dance with Christopher, which is the foxtrot.
Oh, please, yes.
Promise. And also, we can actually do the real bum bongo.
Yes,
yours were mildly amateur.
I was about to say, I would love to do bum bongos with you, and that's what we'll do when you come in. But that's not
splendid.
That's weeks away yet.
Oh, weeks, yeah, I agree.
Listen, I'll speak to you this time next week. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Love
thanks
you.
To all.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Debbie's been on from Cornwall. Hello, Debbie. She says, put on a Christmas song. I need to start feeling festive. But then I've got loads of people going, don't you dare start Christmas until Thursday. November the 30th is my birthday. This is Kieran in Pembrokeshire. I've had this problem all my life. Don't make it worse. I just don't know what to do. Christmas today or Thursday? I am feeling quite Christmas today. Callum's been on in Kent saying, the whole of my Facebook feed is people who've put their tree up already. A Christmas song today is absolutely fine. And then Ben in Scunthorpe. Ben, how could you do this without me? Got to be honest, Scott, while you were playing Wilkinson's Sweet Lies earlier, I wasn't keen, so I had a blast of Wrap Myself in Paper on YouTube. How could you? I really want to play it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love when we get pop stars in to play Real or No Real on this show, because it gives you an excuse to talk to them about really random things that you couldn't otherwise get into the interview. Like when we talked about this with Brendan from Panic.
Knockdown ginger is actually illegal in the UK.
Are you aware of this?
What is knockdown ginger?
I think it's called...
Oh, ding-dong ditch.
What?
Is it ding-dong ditching?
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, ding-dong ditch. You ding-dong and then you ditch. You ditch out.
Okay, so you go up to someone's door.
Yeah.
Ding-dong,
you ding-dong and then you run away. I've done that a couple of times.
I'm just getting news in that it's also can be called Nicky Nicky Nine Doors. See, that's what you want to hear me talk to the biggest stars about, right? Ding dong ditch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hello, it's Darren.
Hey, Darren, where are you?
Manchester.
What do you do in Manchester?
I study at NMU, Business Technology.
Okay, cool. How can I help you today?
I might be seeing Steve McFadden live.
You might be going to see Steve McFadden?
Live, yeah.
Phil, off of EastEnders.
Phil.
Oh, wow. We were talking about this quite a lot on the show last week. Steve McFadden, who plays Phil Mitchell in Enders, is doing a lot of PAs in clubs across the land at the moment. And he's coming to somewhere near you, is he?
Birdcage, Manchester.
Right.
£5 ticket.
£5?
£5, meet and greet as well.
Are you going to do it?
Well, I do that. Yeah, but what do you get?
I mean, fiver for a meet and greet is not bad at all, is it?
It's the best I've seen. What kind of meet and greet is it? Because I think he's going to have a barrier up. He's not going to let normals touch him.
Oh, no, there will definitely be a barrier, but you'll be beckoned through, like, OK, you've got 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Don't outstay your welcome, because there'll be a bouncer going, get out,
yeah,
next.
Oh, yeah.
What would you like to happen in the meet and greet?
A little chat, but...
Yeah, what are you going to say?
He's an idol.
What, you'll say, you're my idol?
Yeah.
OK. And what else? Because that's a second. You might have as much to a minute, 2 minutes, so think about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be long.
What else are you going to ask him?
Don't know.
Well, you need to start thinking about it. Like, but if you booked a ticket...
I've got 2 weeks.
Oh, OK, you've got 2 weeks. Well, maybe write something down or something, because otherwise you'll just freeze, and that no one wants that.
Oh, no, that'd be awkward.
Just write down a few topics to maybe talk about and discuss with Steve. We could brainstorm it if you want for you.
Yeah, you got my email, you got my phone number.
Yeah.
I'm sure Chris will have a few things.
Yeah, well, annoyingly, he's not here today, but I'll definitely get him to think about it, all right?
Chris has more days off than Santa.
That's true, yeah. I've had a word. I'd quite like it if the meet and greet involved maybe a small acting class from Phil. Steve?
Yeah, that's an idea. I'll write that down.
Because as Phil Mitchell, he goes through so many, like, ranges of different emotions.
Oh, yeah, I don't think a club's his best place, like, because the last time I was EastEnders.
Yeah, keep him away from the bar. Actually, that's just his character, so fine to give him a drink. Okay, maybe he could teach you, like, how to act really drunk.
Experience is all right.
I don't know what happens, but I think it's probably just a picture and a quick bit of small talk, which I'm happy to help you with.
Four is good enough for a fiver.
It is. £5. It's a bargain.
Exactly.
Right, listen, keep me up to date with what happens. If you need any help with the chat with Steve, let me know, all right?
OK, thank you, Scott.
All right, good to speak to you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Dan from Milton Keynes says, is it me or don't you think Phil must be so annoyed that his brother's now meeting all the gangs of the world and yet he's still in EastEnders? No, I don't think so much, Dan. Oh, I get to meet all the world's best gangs. BBC Radio 1. Daily. Kind of freaks me out when people go, I was sat next to you on Saturday night. I hope you enjoyed your curry. That's what's just happened to James. James, you should have said hello, mate. He says, we were at the table that prepared for the long wait in service by playing cards. I was impressed that you and your family were playing cards. Also, I sat next to you. Yeah, I did. And I was well jealous of your food. That lamb looked lush. The chicken as well. Wish I'd had that. Major food envy. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Christopher.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are you?
I'm in Edinburgh Airport. I know it's a place that you hold very dear, you know.
I've just been there a lot.
But I'm loving it. You know, there's so much to do.
There is, actually, yeah. Have you gone up the stairs yet to the departures, or are you still...
Do you know what? You find me just outside. You know this place too well. I've just gone up the escalator.
Yeah, I know the one you
mean. And I've just got my liquids ready. I'm not as organised as you.
It takes me
so long to sort, so I'm just about to go through security.
Sometimes, also, you have no liquids, which bothers me more.
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because on the way there, I never have liquids.
No,
on
never.
On the way back, I have liquids.
Like literally nothing at all. You take nothing. Sometimes not even a toothbrush.
I know. I've picked up all sorts whilst I've been in Edinburgh.
Yeah. Whereas I'm there with, like, trying to get 2 plastic bags full of stuff through, isn't it?
Yeah. But you're organised. You're the kind of person who turns up at the airport with the bag. You've got your own special, like, you iron it or something. It's all very neat and...
Yeah.
All the liquids there.
Yeah, the gels, the liquids, the waxes.
Yeah.
The deodorant even. Maybe try that at one point.
Plane's leaving soon. Are we doing bangers?
Right, okay, good. Also, why are you still in Edinburgh? Because, like, it's Monday. The show's on.
I know. Do you know what I thought? I thought I'd make a day of it. I thought I'd stay in St. Andrews. Because, you know me, I don't really take holidays like you.
Back at me then, is it?
And St. Andrews is one of the best places in the world.
You love it.
So I thought I'd stay here an extra day and try and treat it as a holiday. But actually, all I've done is I've taken the time off the show to just travel.
Yeah.
I'm just here at the airport for my day off.
All right, excellent. Well, let's do bangers and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay? You sound a bit, I don't know what's wrong with you.
I DJed for the students of St. Andrews last night, and I'm struggling a bit now.
OK, good. All right, let's play bangers. This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Where are you, please?
I'm in Northern Ireland.
Whereabouts?
Corian.
In Coleraine, OK. And what do you do?
I'm a student and doing A-levels.
Yes, I see. I've already heard this. Now, I believe that we've got a brainy one on the phone.
What have you heard?
You're like, oh, shucks. I've just heard that you're doing all the A-levels. Talk me through them.
Well, I'm only doing three. I'm doing English literature, maths, and politics.
Sure. Okay, and how's that going?
Really well.
Okay, cool. Gonna do good, are you?
I hope so.
Yes. I can tell that you just know you're going to walk it. All right, so you know about bangers. How come you can play today? You're not supposed to be in studying in lectures and that.
Well, normally I couldn't, but today it's a teacher training day, so
excellent.
I can do bangers.
Okay, cool. Right, this is what I've got for you. Do you like the 1975?
I do, actually.
You do? Well, that's good for me, then. This is Sex. Two. Christopher, can you beat that?
I think I can today. As a fellow political student, this is what I've got for you today, Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you love it. It's Black Eyed Peas, Boom Boom Pow, Two.
That is a tune, actually.
It is.
When you just went, really weirdly into your phone at Edinburgh Airport, were people staring?
It's like I'm sitting around doing bangers and people are looking at me whilst they're doing their liquids.
Yeah, and you're like, and you're going, yeah.
And I'm sort of bopping along going, yeah, this is a tune.
Okay, Emma, what are you saying?
I like them both, I'm not going to lie.
That's what they all say.
Today, I'm usually a Scott fan, but today I think I'm going to go for Chris.
Oh!
Yeah! Good work, Emma.
You're doing it again at the airport, stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Right. It is a tune, though. Right, let's do this.
Thanks to Chris there for just saying boom, boom, pow at an airport. That was the Black Eyed Peas on BBC Radio 1. They were good, weren't they, Black Eyed Peas? But I really wanted the 1975 to win. Oh, well, it's early days and Bangers is back tomorrow at 2:40. Am I right, Chris?
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Kenny from Huddersfield.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm a fourth-year pharmacy student at Huddersfield University. I was shocked to hear the other day one of my lecturers actually hooed a drug that's not really used much anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah, genuine. And it's not of the I wouldn't have thought the Radio 1 listening generation, but...
No.
I was very surprised. It was a bit awkward because there wasn't many people that knew what he was talking about.
Right. Talk me through what happened.
Well, we were talking about different drugs used after someone's had a stroke, and there's one, glycerol trinitrate patches, actually, that aren't really used much anymore in any sort of treatment, because there's better stuff available now. And it just came out with a really loud who.
Could you maybe give me a reconstruction of what actually happened, like the actual words?
Oh, so he was saying, so we don't really use glycerol trinitrate patches anymore.
And then just carried on.
And just carried on. He sort of looked a bit confused when no one really understood, apart from me. But then he sort of passed it off and was probably dying slightly inside. I was very impressed with him. He did go up in my estimation. He does listen to the show, so I hope he's listening now.
Okay, cool. I find it's like a little reaction now that I just kind of do it all the time.
It is. It's a brilliant thing to use. It really is.
It doesn't take much to trigger me off either.
Not at all, no. There's a lot of things now, though, as we move through the years. There's a lot of things that can do it.
What's the name of the drug again?
Glycerol trinitrate patches.
No! See, I just can't help myself.
It's just a reaction.
It's weird.
It immediately falls off the tongue.
Yeah. I do it too much now.
There's no such thing as too much hooing.
Well, good to speak to you, Kenny.
Thank you very much.
What's your lecturer's name?
It's Andy.
Oh, first name terms.
Absolutely, yeah, it's a good one for pharmacy practice. I hope he's listening.
Don't think I've ever had a pharmaceutical call before. What a great day to be alive.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Thanks for having me.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hey, Scott, it's Simon.
Simon, where are you?
I'm in Padstow in Cornwall.
How can I help you?
So, Scott, I'm worried about Magnus Carlsen Day.
As you know, it's always on the 17th of December, but this year the 17th of December is on a Saturday, which means you won't be on the air to celebrate this momentous Yuletide day.
Okay, take a breath. So Magnus Carlsson is a Swedish singer that used to be in a band called Alcazar. And he has... Well, he's done one of the kind of most under-the-radar and dreadful Christmas songs of all time. And I love him for it. I'm a secret fan of this. It's like a guilty pleasure. And the song is called Wrap Myself in Paper. I mean, it's horrific, but great at the same time. So what are you saying? Because there is a line in the song, it's Christmas in a week and a day.
Yep. So Magnus Carlsson Day is a week and a day before Christmas.
And that's when we normally play it.
And you won't be on the air on that Saturday.
Oh, because Saturday. Well, maybe I'll give it to someone else to do, like, I don't know, Alice or something at the weekend.
Yeah, or I'd pull it forward. Let's play it today.
But it's not Christmas in a week and a day.
It's not, but it's a great song, so we can start preparing for it today.
Is it a great song, though?
It's very festive.
It is. Now, here's the thing. I don't even know whether we're allowed to do this. Are you saying play it now?
I'm saying play it now.
I'm glad that Stark's not here today, because he will absolutely hate this. I have to say, though, the techs have really ramped up today, Christmas-wise. And like, have a look at the one show tonight, the big Christmas tree outside the BBC is there, appeared today. You'll see it on the telly. And slightly bigger than the one at Cardiff Castle. Sorry to bring that up again, Cardiff Council. They're getting rinsed on Twitter at the moment. Leave them alone. It's not their fault. They made a mistake. They ordered it online from China. Not as big as they thought. Okay, well, someone's just dropped it into my system here, so shall we?
Let's do it.
Oh, this is going to get a reaction. I don't know what, though. Oh, no, this feels weird. Okay, everyone, calm down. If you don't like it, just go with it. Might just wrap myself in paper for you, baby. There's Christmas in a week and a day, and I just can't figure out what to give away. I might just wrap myself in paper for you, baby. I wrap myself in paper for you. Oh, I'll be back in your arms with a card that says I love you. Merry Christmas to you, baby. Christmas in a week and a day, and I just can't figure out what to give away. I'm gonna wrap myself in paper, baby.
Oh, he must really look forward to the check from me at this time every year. I don't pay him personally, just want to point that out. Like, he'll get money from the play on Radio 1.
Well, that was Magnus Carlsson. First time this year, wrap myself in paper. Only three shopping weekends left, everybody, to Christmas, if you're giving me stress on 81199 or on Twitter. I know it makes you feel a little bit sick, sometimes in your mouth, but it's worth it. The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie XCX, I don't believe she's ever been to any after party. And that was after the after party on BBC Radio 1. I don't know, it just feels insincere to me.
But it's, I mean, it's not really...
She's just singing the words.
It's not the, it's not the deepest sort of sentiment in a song, is it?
No, really? Not really, but... no. I mean, I don't mind it as a song. How are you, Greg?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm all right, it's just me on my own today, you know.
Oh,
just getting on with it. No, oh, don't, I don't want to fuss, so should we play Real or No Real?
I would love to.
I would like that too. Is this true? If so, amazing.
Bosses at Radio 1 were left red-faced after they accidentally removed a Banksy from the side of the old Radio 1 building.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, it would not surprise me either. So, in the old Radio 1 building, which we used to be in, can this be true that Banksy turns up and does a bit of art and then someone's like, what is that? Get it off and paint over it. Oh, I mean, so much to discuss here, but I'm already leaning towards real.
It sounds very BBC.
It does.
In terms of the sort of red tape that you would have to go through, or the health and safety.
What is that? It's awful. Look at it. Get it off.
Sort of aerosol paints and all that kind of thing. You know, as you can do Banksy. You can do a painting as long as everyone in the area is wearing a mask, so the fumes aren't inhaled.
Yes, So you have to fill in a lot of forms.
Yeah, and we are
doesn't
going to,
really work like that.
We're going to cone the area off. We have to close the road. We have to apply to Westminster Council to ask for that to be done. So I feel that's if Banksy wanted to do something on the BBC, he'd have to go through a lot of red tape.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He just turns up, does it and goes, doesn't he? And that's not the BBC way.
That's it. And that's why the BBC would go, I'm sorry, I appreciate the art, but we are going to paint over it because you didn't go through the correct channels.
That can't be real, seriously.
Feels amazing that could be real. It's very, very likely.
But surely someone would know that's a Banksy. Someone at Radio 1 would know that and go, don't touch it.
It's happened a lot before. I remember a story, I think it was in Margate, and he did one. And the council just painted over it because they thought it was graffiti. I think that's it. Maybe this is where that has come from.
Okay.
But I think it may be something in my brain is going, I think it was Margate, maybe.
Okay. But on the side of the Radio 1 building and then they got rid of it, is that true? I think, yes, I'm saying real.
All right, I'll go real as well.
That one's real.
Oh.
No. That was a guess and I had no idea that was real. Is it really true?
Yeah, so.
When?
Okay, so it was the picture of a rat in a spacesuit appeared overnight, like they do, and because Banksy wasn't well known at the time, it was years ago, it was... Get this? It was sandblasted off. They sandblasted off the Banksy. One of the bosses remembered the incident over the weekend and popped in early to tell us earlier on.
That is incredible.
Isn't that great? Get it sandblasted immediately.
Was he working here at the time?
Yeah.
Was he responsible for it?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
But to be fair, Banksy wasn't really like a thing like now. It wasn't well known.
No, but there was one done recently. I can't remember. I think it was somewhere like Margate, but someone did it recently and the council just went, get rid of it. It's a disgrace.
Oh, someone says there's a Banksy in St Helens and they painted over it. It does happen, yeah. Next.
A new app, Cinder, lets you confess to bad things you've done and then matches you with equally naughty people.
Great idea.
That's a good idea.
What a great idea.
Because it would make you feel better, wouldn't it? It's like confession.
Brilliant. That's great. And then you find your soulmate because you find someone who's, you know,
naughty
as weird
like
as
you.
Well, you've got the idea in the world is to find someone as weird as you. So this sort of, this speeds up the process.
The idea of the world is to find someone as weird as you.
It is. You've got to find someone who is okay with your weirdness and you've got to be okay with theirs.
Yeah.
So Cinder sounds like something I would be well into.
There's loads of these apps recently that I'm not going to name any of them, but loads of these apps I just didn't know about. Someone was telling me about one last night. I've never heard of such a thing.
Instagram.
No. It's Snapchat.
Snapchat. Oh, yeah, you and Chris only joined 2 weeks ago.
No, we're rubbish. And our Snapchats are so lame.
I like them. I've been looking at them.
Rubbish.
I like them.
No, I was just talking to someone last night about one that he was on, and it was quite incredible.
What was it about?
I can't say.
Come on. Ballpark. What was
I'll
it
tell about? You off.
No, well, roughly, what's it about?
I can't even go there, I don't think.
Okay. Is it along the lines of Cinder?
It's along the lines of Tinder, I would say. Only, more specialist.
Okay, fine.
So, Cinder confesses to you can confess to bad things you've done and then matches you up with someone that's done the same thing.
I feel like, you know, there's in the world there's sort of bad things and then there's bad things. So we're not talking about, you know, criminal sort of
Just something that you've done and you're like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Nothing you can get arrested for.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like that would be bad.
Made that clear.
Meet a murderer.
Yeah, that's not that.
No, thanks.
I've done it as well.
Great, okay.
Have you?
Actually, quite a good way of the police getting people.
It is, actually.
Because it poses a murderer and then all the murderers come to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
That's great.
Meet you at Pizza Express at 6.
Yeah.
You're nicked. Man with handcuffs, he thinks, "Wee!" Oh no, it's a policeman.
Yeah. Great idea, Greg. I really hope this is real. I'm going to say real.
All right, I'll make a game of it. No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, rubbish.
Good idea, though.
Cinder is the nickname given to the first app released by the Vatican, though, which helps Catholics find their nearest holy mass and confession.
The Vatican's got an app?
Yeah, called Cinder. That's okay. Awesome as well. Wow. And finally today...
A new spa amusement park has opened in Japan, where visitors walk around in white towels, riding jacuzzi roller coasters and having a go in the steam room arcade.
Oh, this is my idea of absolute heaven. As much time as I can spend in a robe, I will. Think about it.
For me, not fun.
Why?
It's too stressful.
Wait, it's a spa. Not, you'd be relaxed.
Yeah, but I'm not a big theme park fan.
Well, I'm not really, but are you a spa fan?
Well, I like a massage.
Yeah?
I like a massage, but I don't...
Jacuzzi roller coaster, think about it.
I don't really like a jacuzzi because I don't really like the idea of sort of sitting in with loads of people in a bath.
Yeah, I wait till everyone else gets out, always.
Do you get it roped off?
No, I don't get it roped off.
You can't book out a jacuzzi like a squash court.
No, but you can time it correctly. I went to a place recently and there was obviously a big hen do going on. I was like, I'm not getting in with all them. I don't know who they are or what they've been doing. But waiting for them to get out.
They would love it.
It's just really awkward.
Walking into your jacuzzi.
No, but you're so near them, and it's like you're basically face to face, aren't you? And it's just like, this is awkward. So, but if you time it right, you can be there on your own, or just with a friend, maybe.
A question has popped into my head about you. Do people when they meet you, do they say, "Oh, let's do a quick game of innuendo bingo"?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah, that happened at the weekend.
I would do that.
So, we're doing a bingo now, should we?
If you're in a bar.
Yep.
Do people sit you down and go, go on then,
yep.
Me versus you?
Or, where's Chris? Oh, we don't live together.
Yet.
It's like, I don't know, where's Chris? I was like, I think he's in Scotland. Oh, why don't you know where he is? We don't go everywhere together.
Can you build him an annex in your house?
Yes. Real or no real, there's a new spa amusement park in Japan. I hope this is true.
It sounds true to me.
Yeah, yes. Real.
All right, I'll go real.
That one is no real.
Oh, well, I'm just rubbish at this.
What? There must be some truth to it.
Hang on, it's not real yet. Tourist chiefs in Beppu City, Japan, filled an actual theme park with 12 tons of local hot spring water for a jokey promotional video, saying if it got 1 million views, then they would build a proper spa park. But the video now has 1.8 million, so the mayor's had to scramble a team of experts together to work out if it can be done.
Oh,
that's
great.
Amazing. So
that's
you've got to do it.
People
got to go
power.
Through it. Yeah. At the end of that round of real and no real, I've no idea.
Well, it was, you got zero, I got 20.
Oh, okay. I'm so bad at this game.
Quite literally beat you at your own game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow from 1, and Greg James is on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills.